You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Bilam, one of the things says, "Hein am kelavi yakum," that this is a nation that arises like a small lion. Karius nase, it lifts itself up, raises itself like a lion. Lo yishkav, he doesn't go to sleep, he doesn't lie down. Ad yechel terev v'dam chalolam yishkav, till it consumes its prey and it drinks the blood of the slain. So Rashi says over here, now we have the Rashi here. Belaila al mit lo yishkav, belaila mitosa. He goes ahead and he says Krishma at night al mitasai umafkid ruchay biyadamakum. He gives his neshama. Ba machin of a gaius lazika makarish bochu shoyim nilcha mechamaisa mapirim chalolim. So Rashi learns over here. It's Marumas over here, an Indian of Krishna Lamita, right? An Indian of Krishna Lamita, that Krishna Lamita goes ahead and saves a person. Let's see Taka the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amr Bitsa Kolakari Krishna Mitasai, Kilo Oichev Cheres Shal Shtei Pias Biyoda. Raymim is Kael Begrainam, which is Krishna, Becher Pias Biyoda. The Gemara goes through different drashas. The Gemara later on says, Kolakari Krishna Mitasai, Mezikin Bedelin, you know, it removes Mezikin. Right, and the dick of it is, the Gemara says, Ein uf ela toira, it's toira. So the Gemara says up as two things. One is that it's like you stop the mezikin. Another thing is also divrei toira. All right, now, so before we go to sleep, so we say krishma. Right, that's what Gemara says, you have to say krishma before you go to sleep. Anichlas lishana mitosoi, oimer mishma yisrael, ad vahoyim shemoye. You say the first parasha of Shema. That's the gisa we have. In Rosh brings Rabbeinu Chananel that Shema vehayam Shemoya, Mishma vehayam Shemoya. And Magen Avraham brings Rishonim to say all because it's Ramach mitzvahs that God, the Ramach Avraham. It's a different minhagim. Va'oimer, Baruch HaMapel Shrav HaShem, there's a whole nusuk that's called HaMapel Chavle Shein Al Einais Numafapa, and you end off Baruch HaTa Hashem HaMeil Lo'ilam Kula B'chvaydei. Right, that's what Gemara says. So there's a did to say Shema and to say a maple like a bikkur and shvach before going to sleep before giving your neshama. Now, the Gemara in number four, the Gemara in Shavuos, the Gemara says Rabbi Shua ben Levi Amar Lahu Lahani Kray, and the Gemara talks about over there that they used to say what's called Shir Shel Pagoyim, right? Mizmat Tzadik Aleph. That they used to say when they used to be Makadish, the Harbais Makadish Hamakom in Yerushalayim. They used to say Yeshiv B'Seisa El Yom Mikael. It's called Shir Shel Pagoyim because Yipol Mitzitcha Elef Rehova Minecha, to stop the negative forces coming. So when they used to build Yerushalayim, the Beis Hamikdash, when they were Makadosh somewhere, so wherever there's Kedusha, we know there's always the opposite. That's the Klal Gadol in the Torah. You see, when there's Kedusha, a person dies, so there's Tumas Meis, right? Last week's parasha. You don't have it by an Akum, right? Because you don't have the same Kedusha. A woman that's able to all of a sudden conceive, and the ability to conceive all of a sudden disintegrates, becomes a nida. So there's tumas nida. So whatever this kedusha, there's always things trying to do the opposite, right? So we hear also, since you're being mekadosh the harbayis, the Beis Hamikdash, Yerushalayim, so you say something that the other forces, the negative forces, which come. That's what's called shir shel pagoyim. That's what we say by levaya. That's the minute to say Balavaya. So Gemara says, and Abishua and other psuk, other drush, other things also. Abishua ben Levi Amala Hulani Kray used to say these psukim vigoni, and he used to go to sleep. Right? If you see those, the psukim written in your siddur in the Krishma Lamita, right? Heichi Ovet Hachi. In fact, the Gemara, how could he do this? Va'amar Abishua ben Levi Asar Lisrapais B'Divrei Teri. You're not allowed to go ahead and heal yourself with Divrei Torah. Yeah? Which, Shavada, is the big question is, how do we say Tehillim? What's the hetter to use Tehillim when you have a choyla? So Gemara says, Lahag and Shine, and a chanami, to protect yourself. But Lesrapa, if a person is sick, you can't go ahead and use Divrei Torah. Elaki ama asar di'ika maka, if a person has a maka. Right, if it's a makkah, then it's also lisrapis. But if that person has a makkah, he has something wrong with him, a sickness, then you can't use divrei teira. Right, the chinuch asks the kasha I asked you with Tilla. No, it's not for now. E the ikamaka also vasulas just also not a loichal shemitah. Somebody who says a lechisha and a maka ain't lo chelak loyom abba. That's what he spits. He does all kinds of incantations, whatever they call it. Okay, you don't. But otherwise, it's also, and this is Ein L'chelek L'Yom Haba. Okay, that's the Gemara. Why did the Gemara ask it in Brachas? Why did the Gemara ask the same Shaktai? You say Krishma at night. Why did the Gemara say, I also L'Sapas M'divri Torah? Good, it'll be the same Torahs. L'Hag and Shiny. But why did the Gemara ask it Davkan Shavuos? That Rabbi Shuba Levi used to say certain psukim. What about Krishma? Those psukim are, you know, extra. But Krishma Amita Zachiyim, the Gemara says. Why don't the Gemara ask? And that's Rabbeinu Yoina's kasha. So let's take a look at number 5. Talmid Rabbeinu Yoina. Over there, the Rif quotes the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi also sapas medivitair. Mitach ka hiksha bekan, velo hiksha legabe Krishma shamitas. He's medayim. Why does he bring it here? Why don't he ask it? Mipnei she'elu psukim eino ima yisun lo'ilam l'shem choyva v'hem sheshmira v'nira k'moshe mesrape divitar. It looks like you're saying it, you know, be mesrape. Aval krishma shederech hu lo'ima l'shem choyva eino nira k'mesrape b'divitar. Even though it is, it's being, okay, good, the Ketaret says it's magen, but at the Gemara, when the Gemara thought that to be magen is also called some kind of refuah, it's refuah. So he says, but since Krishma derechu la'imra l'shem chayvet. Now, what does it mean derechu? Because other times you do say it. Or it's yeshu b'seisa el yain. So the pshat is, what are you saying it for? Why are you saying it? A person could be learning nach. What's the difference? Teretz says because there's a chayvet here. So does it mean because in general there's a chayvet here? Oh, so in Sefer Charedim, not the Rishon, you know, the Sefer Charedim, but Charedim, on Pirshin Yerushalmi. I didn't want to ask you because I was afraid until you find it, but you wouldn't find it and you'd photostat it. So, you know, if there's a Yerushalmi here, right? First Chalik. So let's first, I recently on Shavuos, a shul over here asked me to give a shir between Mincha and Maariv. So we were talking about, you know, what we learned over here, the Taz, the Magen Avraham, that you shouldn't be makabel, you shouldn't daven early shvuas, you know, so all kinds of, you know, the shot of video. I said, I guess he was half joking, I don't know if he was serious, that the reason you can, you don't daven early is because if you daven early, you got to say Krishma again. And when do you say Krishma again according to Rashi? On a mita, we know. So he says, shvuas, you don't go to sleep. So I thought the guy was making a joke. Okay, so of course the guy comes over and shows me Piskei Tshuvas. Somebody says such a thing. Okay, it was the serious Tshuva, the son of the Ksav Sefer, who lived till he was killed in 1940. He was 90 years old. So he says it. Okay, so, in the Kuntar Rashi, it's a shtickle. All right, but let's see what's the Rashi. Right? It says in the first mission, Shas, Me'emesai Koran Shema B'Arvis, At Sefer Shmur Rishayna. Shlish lalek vash mer sham helakh vzman do mikzva do lokim beja u mekam hachi nam mi lavs mashki lifika khoym kam kan lotsa khbas im kein fakt rashi lam kein is base knesses right the minig used to be in Europe to daven early daven very early like Rav Heinrich said a few weeks ago they used to take walks afterwards it was like 2 hours till 2-3 the Truma Sedation was still light time kedei lamud bit filam tarch devetar doesn't need to be lamud like you say ashrei. We have to read it again. So that Krishma that you're saying, according to Rashi, is the Krishma that you yotze yedei chavasai. Right? Toisus asks a kasha. Now, a few kashas on Rashi. But one of the kashas, number 7, that Toisus asks on Rashi is va'oid. The Oisa Krishma, right? The Oisa Krishma, Samach Amita Eina Bishvil Mazikin, Kedama Samach, Vim Tamachachim Hu Enetzach. The Gemara says, Tamachachim Enetzach. So, how are you going to be Samach on Krishma later on if Tamachachim is not going to say it? Well, no, that's Tosis Kasha. So, Tosis says, you're afraid that he won't say it. Let's first see what it says over here. So, now, the Yishalmi itself, it says like this. Tony, akoreh shema bebeis haknesses b'shachar. Yotzei dechavasa be'erev lo yotzei dechav. Ma bein akor b'shag bein akor la'arvis. Ravuna b'shem Rabbi Yosef matam amar adam tzach likrish me'be'beisa be'erev b'shvil lavriach min amazikin. What's the connection over here? Like we want to say, you're not yotzei matam tzach lemar lavriach min amazikin. So in Sefer Charedim, Pirish and the Yerushalmi, Koshali, Kivin Shakarish Bochu, Lotola Krishma Lavriach Mazikin. He says, what is this Lavriach Min Mazikin? You gotta say Krishma because you gotta say Krishma. That's the Chiyuv. Zokta Sefer Charedim, Yesh Loimar. Da Kodesh Bochu Tziva Krishma Lavriach Mazikin. Kida Kosav Rashi Bepirish Achumish. Beshem Amejish Parshas Bilam. Diksiv lo yishkav ad yochel terav. Vizel l'shein al yishkav b'layla al mitosin ad shiye oichel u'mechavel kol mazik shebol atarfa. Keitzad, kairi krishma al mitosa. So he says that the pshat is that the krishma that we say in order to be mavriach nizikin, that's the pshat in the krishma al mita. In other words, when Rashi says over here, they read krishma al mita, it's not psas dinder abonin. That is the krishma of Rashi that you yoitz in the reiser. That the etzim krishma itself. Let's go a little more into that.
Yeah, well, no, there are nights we don't say Krishna on equal
Shimura nights. Oh. So forget. According to this, we'll see. Oh, we say first parasha at least in a mapel. You don't say all the other psukim, which we'll go into.
Usually, when we daven on Pesach, we wait till the
Zman. Yeah. Okay. But I'm saying, but Lagabe is saying it. Okay. So we'll, I mean, if you could daven early, you could daven early. Just can't start to say it. Okay. Well. What's two different mitzvahs? You mean you count it as two mitzvahs?
It would make sense, of course.
Okay, could be. You could say that. But Lemaisa is a Zoi. The Davinez attack in the beginning of Gletal says, Omer de Kazach, he says why he brings from his father, I think at the end of the Kedamah, the Gletal, so he says that why were the Chazal toile? Maybe it's like Kodesh Shema Ba'arvis, Mishosh Kohanim, Nechnasan Lechol Tshumasan. Vesepes, I mean, the Gemara says, Kamish Mil Saga Bucha, but Vesepes Chazal want to put together. So he says, because, what do you see from Kohanim, Nechnasan Lechol Tshumasan? They went to the mikveh during the day. But when can they eat? They can eat it at night, right? Why? Because during the days, since they were Tomei, they remain a Tvul Yayim. That's the din by Truma. You can't eat Truma during the day that you went to the mikveh. Right? You need Erev Shemesh. So he says, so what do you see? Because you're Tomei during the day, so even though now he's Tahar, if he touches something, he's Tahar. But the Gabi Truma, he's still called Tomei. Why? Because there's a residue of the Tumah. So he says, that's what the Torah said, do Krishma too. If you do Krishma during the day, it helps for Kabbalah Zohar Chashmaim the rest of the day. So same thing at night. You see, there's a change. When it comes night, you can eat the truma. Why? You were tummy during the day. Now it's a new thing. So the changes of day and night, you see that it takes off the tumma. Meet the tayvim rudim and reba peronius. So Kabbalah Zohar Chashmaim works for that too. Okay, over here, they're saying it's a different purpose. So let's first see this Gemara. The Gemara, interesting, on number 9, talks about Krishma. Amar b'shu b'leiv, apish kardam kar krishma iskanesis, mitzah likro yisrael mitasei. Amar b'yaisi, maikra, riksu v'altechatu imu b'lvavchem eshkavchem v'daimu sela. Amar b'nachmin, am tamachochem hu ein atzorech. Amar b'aya, af tamachochem yibar lamei b'cha p'suka, d'rachmei k'goyim b'yadcha, af k'idruchi, which was in p'sukim, we'll see they say. B'disi oisi Hashem alemes. Zog d'rashi, now, imu b'lvavchem, imu, Mashikosa Lavavcha, Mishkavchem, Shenemba Vishokbucha, Vedemu Gorosi Bishena Achachem. Right? In Vishenim it says, I think it's a Ramah that quotes Vishenim, I know the Beis Yosef brings it, that's why you don't eat or you don't talk after Krishma. The same thing, Daimu, like keep quiet. Right? But you see the Gemara over here says a whole different reason. It has not to do with Eichas Bishne Pipias, but Yad Estam, person should say Krishma Al Mitasa from Psuk. What's the din? You make a maple and you say Shema. Which do you do first? Nobody look at it. Do you do a maple or do you do Shema first?
I've seen it printed both ways.
Well, let's look at the Gemara. Anichnas lisha mitoso aim Shema. 11. V'oyme baruch ha'mapo. The Gemara says, you say kshishma, and you say mapo. Let's look at the Rambam 12. Kshetiknu chachamim divrei tfilos elu, tiknu brachas acheris levaruch ha'isan. It's all by nuchas tfilah. B'chol yoyim, elu hein. Kshikones, it's interesting, the Rambam doesn't bring in nuchas brachas, brings in nuchas tfilah, it's like a tfilah. Kshikones adam mitos aleishim b'layla, mevaruch b'chat ha'ashem, and the Rambam has a gears. I see in their gears it says, La'ilam kulu b'chvoid, and now Rambam, I think, doesn't say k'void. Okay. Let's see the different nuschals. Halacha beis, v'koyrek parshu yishayna mekrishma, v'yayishayna, afil ishta yishayna imay, koyrek psukarisha, psukarachim v'akach yeshin. V'iman, by the way, the medayik in the Rambam, that according to Rambam, you say it on your bed mamish. It's a whole shot, because Gemara says, you're not supposed to say leaning over, right? Rambam Tzmashi said, in the bed. The Iman says, you'll see the Mishnah Berurah brings different sheets. Iman Sasa Shaina, Kara Fila Pasuk Rishab, Sukarach Mecha, Rambam holds that you should start off Krishma. It's like the story with the Chazainish. They said that they used to find the Chazainish sometimes on the floor because he put in so much Yigiyah into learning, he couldn't make it to his bed. So he used to fall before. So somebody said, how far away was he from the bed? He said, Ashir Chazainish. Ashir Chazainish. Ashir Chazainish from the... But anyway, look at the Nochaber. Koyre al mitosoi parshu yishayna shol shema. Umevarech hamapil chavla shayna aleinai. That's the Mechaber. Let's skip over to number 14. Magen Avram. What is this? Means to look at Prima Gama Chazashak, I guess so. Mashma de birkas hamapil yoima achashma kidei shetehei habracha smucha l'sheina v'chein ikar. Right, that you should say after shma. First say shma and then say hamapil. Umesidu loshen atur v'shor mashma de achashma. I guess he means mashma the Gemara. I'm not sure because he brings it to an shulchan aruch. The acha shomer shma yom amapul va'acha kach oim. Oh no, that the yoishu b'seisak elyon and so forth. In other words, you're saying shma first. Oh, that's what he's meaning. Like saying shma first, you're saying a mapul, then you go back to those psukim that Rabbi Shu believe. Rabbi Shu bring Rabbi Shu believe in psukim, and other psukim should be said. So even though you said shma and a mapul, those psukim should be said again. So he says like this: why va'achach yoishu b'seisa? Why does the Torah and Shulchan Aruch say the same psukim after? Mishum deshma ein oimim mishum shmira. Yeah, you don't say it because of shmira. Rak mishum de alfina mikra imuru bilvavchem ki de isa begemara shetzach loim at divrei Torah. Or this is a mistake. Be krishma should be not bakasha. Everybody changes it. And the new Shulchan Aruch, they say that was printed one day that way. In other words, The Yad Ephraim, I think, and the Levush Yisrael, it's Big Krishma, not Bakasha. Samach L'Sheina. L'chein Tzarech Loima Koidem Bikas Amapul. Why? Because Amapul is said on Sheina. In other words, there's a chiyah for you to say it on Sheina. But if there's a mitzvah to say Divrei Torah Al Mitasa, Samach L'Mitasa, that's the whole Shaila the Mishnah Berurah goes into. Al mitasa, samach mitasa, whatever it is, you'll still, those who want to, and interested, you know, after all these years, you know, what we should do it, you know, on Krishna Amita, there are gedolim that never said Krishna Amita. They felt they didn't really go to sleep yet. They would, you know, they fell asleep at a certain time. But a kaponim, so he says, so you can't be mapsik after hamapel. There's a mitzvah to say Krishna, divrei Torah, Krishna. Shalei hefzik ben bracha l'sheina. Aval Yeshiv Besesa Ve'inach, all those other psukim that we say, the heavy Mishum Shmira Loyavi Hafsik. Why? Because the pshat is that the mapul is, you're asking the Baruch Hashem, that's what the Rambam put in Hilchos Tefillah. It's a bakasha to be making on it. No, so you see that you could say other psukim too. That's not a Hafsik, because you're doing things that are to be protect you. But Krishna is Indian of saying Divrei Torah Al Mitase. Okay? Now, what would you say? What? Oh, one second. He doesn't have to require to say Krishma, but he has to say Psukim. That's the Divrei Torah. So, the pshat, what? Yeah, the psukim that have to do. Yeah, but the Gemara says a pasuk. That's what the Magen Avraham is learning it. Let's first. Oh, so that's the pshat in the Maril that says Leil Shimurim, you still have to say Krishma. Because you have to. That's exactly. That's the point. Because that's called Divrei Torah. Oh, good. That's the chatchil that I said to say Imu Bilvavchem Mishkavchem, the Indian of Krishma. Now, what would you say? A woman chayv in Krishma Lamita. Aval a Rambam Perek Zayin Vagos Maimonius Sirle Shigam Shma Oime Bachreina. That it's a maple and then Shma. V'chein Kosav Rab David Abudram B'Shem Rabbeinu Hai. The Sirle Digam Shma Heavy Mishum Shmira. V'chein Kosav Tais Reish Brachus. The Muchach came by Gemara because of the V'cheinu B'Yishalmi. But Yishalmi Perkama Is Saplukta. The Rab Zeira Kari V'Chazav Kari. That's what Lalacha. We'll see the Ramah. That the din is that you gotta keep, if you can't fall asleep, you should constantly say Krishma. Let's just keep that place and go back to the Ramah. Look at the Ramah in 13, the second line. I'll go. Vayikra Krishma, Samach Mitasa. Ve'ein Oichlin Vesheisim Velo Medabrim Acha Krishma. Right? You don't speak, you don't eat. Shamitasa Alisha Miyad. Shenema, this is Rishainim. Bring it over here. Imu Belvavchem, Mishkavchem, Daimu Sela, Kolbar Rekech, Rabbein Yeruchim, and so forth. The Gemara would get Reb Shuben Levi, others are Rishonim say these Pesukim, whatever. So let's go back to the Magen Avraham. So this Yushalmi that the Gois Maimonides brings, so he says like this, Nimtza, again, they're like a little past the first one, Nimtza, the Rambam, Gois Masvile, Krabzi Ira, I'm sorry, a little back before that. V'chein Yubi Yushalmi, the first line, the first word on the line is Hevi Mishum Shmira, the end of that line, V'chein Yushalmi Yushalmi, Perkama de brachas isa plukta. Reb Zira de kari v'chaz v'kari. Svile shma oime bachreinim. Shuba svile de oime mizmoirim. Achakach. So the pshat is that according to him, the mizmoirim achakach. How could you say mizmoirim achakach? Because the pshat is it's part of a maple. Nimtza the Rambam v'gos maimonides svile kar Zira with the Icarus to say Krishma last. V'atur beisei so paskim shuba levi. And then, so it's a time why the Ramah says to keep reading. What are you saying, Krishma, over and over again? If the Pshat is Krishma, it's a Divrei Torah. You should say Psukim. Right, so this is already Paiskim saying. Maybe once you're already saying Psukim Hashmira, Krishma is also. Vu negadasa beseisif, in halach irali, the halach of Shua ben Levi. Kamoshkas mariv berg bnei ir. Ube emes, amizmarim ein achi of klal, akshma. Interesting. Bhagavan says Krishna is a mitzvah shazman grama. Yeah. Now, what about maple? What about a maple? What?
They
they need shmira. So you're saying it's just like the Gemara says, women are chayven mezuzah, even though mezuzah is hukish to tefillin. It says l'man yibu yimeichem atu nashim lo bayi chaye nashim bayi chay. So women, so Magen Avraham saying Krishma, they don't because it's not an inyan of shmira. Efshe svi kivin ein noge b'layla p'tur and devish is b'angram k'roy. So the Shartzian just says, look at Shartzian, just l'alacha. Umasha kosav oid, the noshim ain't sichem lekreiser, the Magen Avraham, his sigalava Eli Rabba. Eli Rabba asks, it's a long Eli Rabba, first he goes into this, it's this, it's that, out of two Gemara's arguing, he says, noshim boy shmira. But I don't remember, I think the in Machzis Shekel says, he brings, I think, the or Prima Godem brings, Prima Godem brings Eli Rabba, he says, yeah, but if it's Divrei Torah, women are part of a Divrei Torah. Or if it's Tam Mitzvah to say words, not mitzvah, the mitzvah of Limud Torah, it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama. He's saying is that the Magen Avraham's machriya, that the reason you say it is not because of Mazikin. That's not the reason. You're passing like it's a machlekas in the Gemara. It's an in just to say it. He says, but the minig is that women do say it. Say, that's what comes out. Krishma, right. I'm not open pashas yet. So just to end off with a story, a very nice story, probably known, but in the Sefer, I think it's on the Panavizhurov, it says after the war, the Panavizhurov Kiyadua went to look for Jewish children who were taken by the missionaries. Because many people sent, if anybody knows the Budel Edelman, from Chaim Berlin, he's a Bucky Mishas 40 years already. His aunt, you know the story, his aunt was Rebbetzin Salvechik Aleh Shalom. She went to a monastery and she was able to get him out. He was in a monastery. His father was a math professor in Litta, from Erlich, a professor. And when the Nazis came, he gave him over to a monastery. And she went looking until she found him. Paul de Gazach. You talk about a huge Tamachochim and to say. So Panavizhurov went looking for Jews. He went to a certain monastery, he heard that there were a lot of Jewish kids. You know the story? So he came, and he came to the Galich there. The Galich said, listen, you can take all Jewish children, but there's no Jewish children. He said, it'll take me a minute, I'll find out who the children are. So he came for some dates. He took her, and he said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Akein Hashem Echa. And all of a sudden, 200 kids, mama, they started crying. It's a beautiful story. They start crying, mama, mama, because they remember that the mother used to say Krishna Almita with them.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.